The Ministry of Health is requesting 100 billion shillings in the 2026-2027 financial year to operationalize the International Specialized Hospital of Uganda in Lobowa as the long-delayed flagship project reaches 70% completion and targets full handover by December 2026. Health Minister Dr. Jane Rofecheng disclosed the funding bid while defending the Ministry's policy statement before Parliament's Health Committee, and that request forms part of a broader 668 billion shillings increase in the health sector budget, lifting it from 4.487 trillion shillings in 2025-2026 to 5.155 trillion. The move comes amid persistent questions from MPs over the project status, ownership model, and spiraling costs because of a December 2025. The government had already committed 771 billion shillings through 12 promissory notes, with an outstanding balance of 629 billion shillings, and of those promissory notes, worth 142.3 billion are earmarked for drawdown in the coming fiscal year to complete construction. MP Christine Nandagiri of Bukoman Simbi North pressed the minister after noticing Lobowa's absence from the official list of government health facilities. Dr. Cheng responded firmly by saying they have now begun the program of recruitment and training, and to start organization they need 100 billion shillings, which will cater for wages, utilities and other operational costs. She further noted that the hospital is designed as a 264-bed tertiary facility and aims to deliver advanced services including cancer treatment, organ transplants, cardiac, lung and kidney surgeries, reducing the outflow of Ugandans seeking specialized care abroad.